Back in April, teachers in Oklahoma went on strike, and their message was amplified by a song. Protesting educators found their voice in Twisted Sister's heavy metal hit, We're Not Gonna Take It. That song has been appropriated in wildly different ways over the years, which makes it perfect for NPR's series, American Anthem, all about songs that have inspired, rallied, even revolutionized. In 1984, this was the sound of student rebellion.
I want to write an anthem for the audience to raise their fists in the air in righteous anger.
That is the distinctive voice of Twisted Sister's frontman, Dee Snider. He told me the chorus came to him quickly, but it took more than 3 years to really get the song where he wanted it to be. Rock fans loved it. Critics, not so much. Snider remembers getting one brief but scathing review about the name, We're Not Gonna Take It.
What from whom? That was the review. What from whom? Aren't we so ironic and funny and wonderful? But who has had the last laugh? I mean, 35, 40, whatever years later, it's a folk song, for God's sakes, and it made millions of dollars. So ha, ha, ha.
Time passed and the criticisms got more serious and the critics had more power. The Parents Music Resource Center, or PMRC, was this group established in 1985. Al Gore's then-wife Tipper was one of the leaders, and their big issue was they didn't like that kids could be exposed to adult themes or potentially offensive language in music, and they singled out, We're Not Gonna Take It. Washington, D.C. paid attention. On September 19th, 1985, Dee Snider was called to testify before the U.S. Senate.
Mr. Snider, thank you for being here.
You'd think maybe even a rock star might wear a suit or at least a button-down shirt. Not Snider. He showed up with a black cut-off T-shirt, ripped-up jeans, and that explosion of long, blonde, curly hair.
I knew I was going to blindside him. There was an old TV show called Columbo, and it was this bumbling detective who seemed like such a screw-up. But he was actually brilliant. And I said, they're going to look at me, and I'm going to play right into this. I'm going to have my speech that we worked on for 2 weeks stuffed in the back pocket of my skinny jeans. And I pulled it out like the bad kid in class. You know, you got your homework, D? Yeah.
Right. It looks like a dirty Kleenex that you're putting
Yeah. And then I just laid them out.
The beauty of literature, poetry, and music is that they leave room for the audience to put its own imagination, experiences, and dreams into the words. The examples I cited earlier showed clear evidence of Twisted Sister's music being completely misinterpreted and unfairly judged by supposedly well-informed adults. We cannot allow this to continue.
And We're Not Gonna Take It was now an anthem about fighting censorship.
It's just started transforming.
The beauty of the song is that anyone could project their own story onto it.
The Yankees started using it. It became started becoming this rock and jock thing.
German soccer fans gave the song new lyrics. It was even embraced by a Christian rock band called Apologetics. They reinterpreted the song as We're Not Going to Canaan. And in a great ironic twist, just a few decades after the song was pilloried on Capitol Hill, politicians started using the song at campaign events. Dee Snider was okay with Arnold Schwarzenegger using it, not at all happy with Paul Ryan doing so. But it was a far more complicated decision when it came to this guy.
And we will make America great again. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Snider had been a contestant on Donald Trump's reality show, Celebrity Apprentice. The two brash New Yorkers struck up a friendship.
I spent time with the Trump family. They were great. We did charity events together. And Donald asked if he could use the song. And I said, sure, he's a friend. I thought we were on the same page. 3 months later, I'm tapping out. He is now talking about things we never spoke about at dinner.
Like what? Just his politics that you didn't
his
know.
His politics, of. Yeah. And to his credit, I called and I said, I can't have people think I'm endorsing you by using the song. He said, okay. And that night, he never used it again. That was the end. And I said, are we cool? And he said, Dee, we've done so much charity work together. Of course we're cool.
And that brings us back to where we started, those striking teachers in Oklahoma. As a band director, how do you think it sounded?
Well, we killed it.
Joel Deerdorf taught music at Norman High School in Oklahoma. He's the one who brought the song to the makeshift marching band there at the state capitol.
And that was a piece that we played at some football games. My thought was, this would be a fantastic, like, call it a fight song. It's the fight song for the walkout. I think it gave the walkout another avenue to communicate why we were doing this.
Dee Snider approved.
If it's a voice for the oppressed in any fashion, my job is done.
Twisted Sister broke up at the end of 1987. Dee Snider continued to write anthems, but it was hard to replicate the magic of We're Not Gonna Take It.
It has transcended the genre, it's transcended the era, it's even transcended the band. And this song will live on long after I am gone. I think as a songwriter, there's no greater compliment.
This story and all of the stories from our American Anthem series can be found at nprmusic.org.